Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. You know, this is National Small Business Week, and why not take a look at emerging ideas? Last week, I had the opportunity to be at Simpson College in Indianola for the 2016 Iron Journalist finalists, and there were four individuals who were competing for this honor. And the winner is with us today. He's from Naperville, Illinois. He's going to graduate from Simpson this month, as a matter of fact, right?
Just did yesterday. 2 days ago, yeah.
Wow, congratulations. So. His name is Brock Borgson. Welcome to the News Hour. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Michael. Well, appreciate it. And thanks for coming down to evaluate our projects last week.
That was really interesting. This is all in a multimedia or journalism class. And you guys are talking about for-profit types of businesses. What's the story behind that?
I think it depends on the journalism program you're in. But Professor Steffen, who's the head of the department, he kind of realizes that in journalism, obviously, where you make the money is changing, and you're going to have to adjust. Legacy media is dying, obviously, in a lot of areas, and different types of journalism is popping up, whether it's digital or whatnot, and we're kind of having to adjust to that. Entrepreneurial journalism is rising a lot. You see that down at Arizona State, one school that's really been focusing on that, and I think he wanted to instill in us kind of an entrepreneur aspect as a journalist
We understand that because the Business News Hour is all about that same thing. You know, my real job is that of an advertising agency guy, and nobody was in the space in the Midwest to talk about business news anywhere. So we took that opportunity, and it's paid off. You know, we're grateful. So, yeah, I get it. So there are ways that journalism is now being constructed that more match an independent or a entrepreneurial fashion, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have journalists that are working independently that you know, they're starting, you know, as, you know, sole proprietor and kind of taking it from that angle. A lot of digital media outlets that start from almost nothing. You can, on a sports side, look at almost Bleacher Report or something like that. It starts with two or three people, and now it's the second, you know, behind ESPN, probably the second most looked at website for sports nowadays.
Yeah, we just had a guy in here not too long ago. He has started his own movie review website. You know, he just likes movies, has decided to go do that and say, why not? Why not just make this happen? So it is happening all over the place. So your instructor, the professor at Simpson, Brian, decided that he wanted to have you guys think outside the box and come up with some entrepreneurial idea. And this is National Small Business Week, and you came up with a winning formula from those that were judging. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it kind of fell into my hands. I had some background with an idea. In high school, I had created a YouTube channel, and I did walkthroughs on it, which video game walkthroughs are, you record your gameplay and you narrate it, and then people watch it. And it's a really big industry now, and I got a couple thousand subscribers. And I thought, when Brian said, you need to make a plan, a business plan, and asked if you had any entrepreneurial experience, I thought, well, this would be a good thing to draw off of. So what I did was I looked at you know, how big that market was, and I thought, well, there isn't really an outlet that covers those people and the personalities and the walkthrough industry on YouTube. So
this isn't necessarily doing walkthroughs of the games. This is covering the personalities of the gamers?
Yeah, that's correct. Covering the personalities, because one of the things in walkthroughs, you don't really get to know the person as much, but when there's opportunities for that, the viewership, they really jump on it and they want to know more. And so kind of giving an inside look at those walkthroughers, and then, you know, also maybe teaming up in sponsorship or advertising agreements with other, you know, video game production companies.
Now, some folks may be listening to this thinking, what the heck is this guy talking about? What do you mean gamers? What are you talking about? Walkthroughs. How big is this industry?
It's scary how big it's gotten. Even when I started, I think in 2009, I was looking at the amount of revenue that some of these people are making on YouTube. And there's the top 10, I don't know, the biggest, the top 10 list of the people making the most revenue on YouTube, and the number one person, his name is PewDiePie, and he's a walkthrough himself. It's crazy. He's making like $5.5 million. I don't know if that's since he started or that past year.
That's a lot of cash.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money for playing a game and showing people how it's played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's as simple as that. And I was 14 when I started doing that. And I didn't necessarily have a lot of expertise in advertising or broadcasting even, or you just go out there and you shoot the video and you have to learn what technology to use, and then you narrate it and go.
Off you go.
Yeah.
It's just nuts, isn't it? I mean, and this is what we're talking about when we're talking about entrepreneurial ideas in the space of multimedia or a journalism class. What are they doing down there in Simpson? Well, they're trying to get people to think out of the box. And this is totally one of those things. It's still journalism to a point wherein you're covering the lives and the backstories of these gamers, these walkthrough artists. Now, one of the things I think that's really interesting about this and where I think it has teeth is because everybody wants to know what the backstory is, mm-hmm. right?
I mean, regardless of what
it is,
what thing you're covering, everybody likes a story. Everybody likes people. Everybody likes human interest things, regardless of that sports or politics.
Yeah.
And the same applies for video games. And you think these gamers, they're just, you know, they're gamer nerds. They don't really want to interact or whatnot, but they like to know. They like to know those things.
Well,
too.
And not only that, I have friends that have been paid handsomely to go out and videotape gamers in action, mm-hmm. all around the world. I mean, there are some huge, huge tournaments that go on, and these folks get paid mega dollars for showing up.
Yeah, I was just watching a mini documentary the other day about, I don't know where it was. I think it was in Europe, but it was like a house, and there was like 10 people that lived there, and it was all they did was game, and it's like they were hardly sleeping, and that was their occupation.
Right.
And it's kind of crazy, and it's like, well, we got all these other things going on in the world, and this is what they're doing. but it's making money. So.
It's a new economy. You know, we talk about the sharing economy. We talk about all kinds of different economies that weren't present 10 or 15 years ago, and this is just another one of those things. So after Simpson, now you've graduated. Congratulations again, and you're going on for a master's.
Yeah, I'm going to go get my master's.
In?
Professional communication, so with the emphasis in digital media. So that's in New Jersey, William Patterson. I got a full ride as a sports information grad assistant, so I'm going to be working in the sports information office there.
Good for you. So are you ever going to launch this idea?
You know,
Maybe
at some point if the opportunity arises, but I think I want to kick up doing the walkthroughs again. It was kind of a nice side hobby, but obviously that's only time willing.
Tick, 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 tick. Yeah, I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
All right. Well, congratulations. Where do you want to go? Are you headed back to Chicago area ever, you think, or what?
It's kind of wherever opportunities take me point. This time of your life, you want to experience as many different areas as you can, and that's kind of the goal with going out the East Coast right now, but we'll see.
Well, along with all of that, Brock also enjoys a very, very successful time in sports. He's also a baseball player.
Yeah, I've got about 6 games left at Simpson, but that's one of the main reasons I came to Simpson is play baseball, and it's been a nice thing, a little mental break, you know, get out there and pitch.
Well, what was it like coming from Naperville, Chicago area to Indianola, Iowa?
That's a good question. It's one state over, but it felt like a world over to me. Even the suburbs. I almost ended up transferring after my freshman year because
there's nothing to do.
I know. It was an adjustment for me. I was like, you know, what is this? I came from a high school of 3,200 kids, and here I'm going to a college of 1,400. And so, but it really ended up surprising me, the opportunities that it offered. And I, you know, some kids I know that they went U of I or Illinois, that is, or even Iowa, and there's great opportunities there. But at Simpson, you're almost forced to be involved, you know, because no one else is going to do it.
Right.
And so it was an adjustment, though, but was a thankful I experienced.
Good
it.
Stuff, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. Congratulations once again on I know this is way off the beam for maybe what you're going to be doing, but I think it's kind of cool to talk about the entrepreneurship in media. Good stuff. Thanks so much, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right. His name, once again, is Brock Borgson. He is from Simpson. He's got six more games left. How's the team doing, by the way?
We're in the last spot that will allow us to get to the Iowa Conference Tournament, so hopefully we can hang on.
There you go. Keep it up. All right, we got to check aside here. When we come back, we've got Laura Kennard with us, a little bit of social media tips for business, as well as some networking opportunities. That's all coming up next on the Business News Hour.
Said a woman that hurt his pride, told him that she loved him so.